As I rise from sleep, I thank thee, O Holy Trinity. For through thy great goodness and patience thou wast not angered with me, an idler and a sinner, nor hast thou destroyed me in my sins, but hast shown thy usual love for men, and when I was prostrate in despair, thou hast raised me to keep the morning watch and glorify thy power. And now enlighten my mind's eye, and open my mouth to study thy words, and understand thy commandments, and do thy will, and sing to thee in heartfelt adoration, and praise thy most holy name, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and unto the ages of ages. Amen. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. In your resurrection, O Christ, let heaven and earth rejoice. Alleluia. Blessed are you, Lord God of our salvation. To you be praise and glory forever. As once you ransomed your people from Egypt, so now you ransom and deliver us from the dominion of darkness, and bring us into the kingdom of your risen Son. May we, the first fruits of your new creation, rejoice in this new day you have made, and praise you in your mighty acts. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep. For as by man has come death, by man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Glory be to you, my Father. Glory be to you, my Saviour. Glory be to you, my Comforter, one God, world without end. Amen. The songs of the soul. The appointed psalms today begin with Psalm 44, verse 16. Rise up, O Lord, to help us. My confusion is daily before me, and my shame has covered my face. As the taunts of the slanderer and reviler, at the sight of the enemy and avenger. All this has come upon us, though we have not forgotten you, and have not played false to your covenant. Our hearts have not turned back, nor our steps gone out of your way. Yet you have crushed us in the haunt of jackals, and covered us with the shadow of death. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to any strange God, will not God search it out? For he knows the secrets of the heart. But for your sake we are killed all the day long, and are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Rise up, why sleep, O Lord? Awake and do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our grief and oppression? Our soul is bowed down to the dust. Our belly cleaves to the earth. Rise up, O Lord, to help us, and redeem us for the sake of your steadfast love. Rise up, O Lord, to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The first reading comes from the book of Daniel, chapter 3. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to present a defence to you in this matter. If our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire and out of your hand, O king, let him deliver us. But if not, be it known to you, O king, we will not serve your gods. We will not worship the golden statue you have set up. And then Nebuchadnezzar was so filled with rage against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that his face was distorted, and he ordered the furnace to be heated up 7 times more than was customary, and ordered some of the strongest guards in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to throw them into the furnace of blazing fire. And so the men were bound, still wearing their tunics, their trousers, their hats, and their other garments, and they were thrown into the furnace of blazing fire. And because the king's command was urgent and the furnace was so overheated, the raging flames killed the men who lifted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But the 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the furnace of blazing fire. And then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished and rose up quickly. He said to his counsellors, "Was it not 3 men we threw bound into the fire?" And they answered the king, "True, O king." And he replied, "But I see 4 men, unbound, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the 4th has the appearance of a god." Nebuchadnezzar then approached the door of the furnace of blazing fire and said, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here." So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out from the fire. And the satraps, the prefects, the governors, and the king's counsellors gathered together and saw the fire had not any power over the bodies of those men. The hair of their heads was not singed, their tunics were not harmed, and not even the smell of fire came from them. And Nebuchadnezzar said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him. They disobeyed the king's command and yielded up their bodies rather than serve and worship any god except their own God." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The canticle is from the Song of Solomon. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. Set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm. For love is strong as death, passion fierce as the grave. Its flashes are flashes of fire, a raging flame. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If all the wealth of our house were offered for love, it would be utterly scorned. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. Second reading is from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32. Paul, writing in the Hebrew idiom, continues, "And what more should I say? For time would fail to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David, and Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the age of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight, women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to accept a better resurrection. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had promised something better, so that they would not, without us, be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Death is swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your sting? Christ is risen from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Death is followed up in victory. The trumpet will sound, and the dead shall be raised. Where, O death, is your sting? We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. Death is swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your sting? The Gospel Canticle, the Song of Christ's Glory. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Christ Jesus was in the form of God, but he did not cling to equality with God. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, and was born in our human likeness. Being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed upon him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And so we come to our readings from the Fathers, except it comes today from a woman mystic, Catherine of Siena. It is from her treatise on the Dialogue of Divine Providence. Today we find ourselves arguing over the role of women in the church, as if priesthood was the most important or the only serious office. But throughout the Middle Ages, a series of women, Catherine of Siena, Teresa of Avila, Bridget of Sweden, Julian of Norwich, even Marjorie Kemp, experienced the most profound insight into the kingdom of heaven that was denied men who are on the whole often more shallow in our spiritual life. So we read from Catherine of Siena. I tasted and I saw. Eternal God, eternal Trinity, you have made the blood of Christ so precious through his sharing in your divine nature. You are a mystery as deep as a sea. The more I search, the more I find. And the more I find, the more I search for you, but I can never be satisfied. What I receive will always leave me desiring more. And when you fill my soul, I have an even greater hunger, and I grow more famished for your light. I desire above all to see you, the true light, as you really are. Catherine continues, I have tasted and seen the depth of your mystery and the beauty of your creation. With the light of my understanding, I have clothed myself with your likeness, and I have seen what I shall be. Eternal Father, you have given me a share in your power and the wisdom that Christ claims as his own, and your Holy Spirit has given me the desire to love you. You are my Creator, Eternal Trinity, and I am your creature. You have made me of a new creation in the blood of your Son, and I know that you are moved with love at the beauty of your creation, for you have enlightened me. Eternal Trinity, Godhead, mystery deep as the sea, you could give me no greater gift than the gift of yourself. For you are a fire ever burning and never consumed, which itself consumes all the selfish love that fills my being. Yes, you are a fire that takes away the coldness, illuminates the mind with its light, and causes me to know your truth. And by this light, reflected as it were in a mirror, I recognize you are the highest good, one we can neither comprehend nor fathom, and I know you are beauty and wisdom itself, the food of angels, and you give yourself to man in the fire of your love. You are the garment which covers our nakedness, and in our hunger you are a satisfying food, for you are sweetness, and in you there is no taste or bitterness, O Triune God. And so we continue to our prayers, as Catherine reminds us that the Holy Spirit is he who prays in us. The Collect for the Day. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, has overcome death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that, as by your grace going before us, you put into our minds good desires, so by your continual help we may bring them to good effect. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A prayer of Fulbert of Chartres. Jesus Christ, the beginning and end, the resurrection and the life, the perfect man who gave his life for sinners, I worship you, I adore you, I sing aloud your name. I am one of those whom you saved, whom you set free when you died on the cross. You redeemed me from the slavery of sin, and yet I cannot escape the overpowering sense that I am still a wretched sinner, that my every action is worthless or evil. I am like the dry sand of a desert, thirsting for water. I am like a criminal languishing in prison. Good people try to help me, and I pray you will reward them, but their goodness does nothing to assuage my sense of wickedness. Patient people try to teach me your ways, but I am so stubborn I cannot learn. Humble people seek to serve me, but in my pride I cannot truly appreciate their service. Lift the burden of my wickedness. Break down my stubbornness. Root out my pride. Let me receive your life-giving love. Let me go free. Prayer of another amazing woman of the Spirit, Hildegard of Bingen. Most strong God, who is able to fight against you? I want you to help me fight against the flaming dragon of sin within me that eats away my very soul. I want to have the strongest sword in my hand, fashioned by you, with the sharpest blade that will cut through the dragon's scales. And when I have slayed the dragon within myself, I want to offer a safe refuge for all who, like me, are frail and vulnerable. I will give them a sword to slay their own dragons, so that together we may live in your presence, in joy and peace. And so, Father, we pray for your church. Send your Holy Spirit upon your church to deepen our sense of unworthiness, to deepen our sense of gratitude for forgiveness, to deepen our longing for repentance, to deepen the Alleluia that finds its birth in our heart. Lord, refresh, mend, and renew your church. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the world. We pray for the world of government in its turmoil, its struggle for power. We pray that those with power may exercise power justly. And we pray for freedom and space and protection to speak out your word and your love into the public square. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring before you, Lord, our families, every one of them, both alive and those who have died. We pray for your mercy upon us. We continually ask you to bless our relationships and our love for one another. You will mend what is broken, heal what has gone amiss. We pray for our friends and thank you for them. Thank you for those people who show us affection in your name. Thank you for those people who bestow upon us a dignity we do not deserve. Help us to love in your name. Help us to dignify those you dignify with your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember all those before you who are suffering, praying for their healing and their help. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And remembering that our bread for the day is Jesus, upon whom we feed, who is the resurrection and the life. We pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. May the risen Christ grant each one of us the joys of eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord throughout this day. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. Him who has loved us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father. To him be glory and power for ever and ever. And may the blessing of God Almighty, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be among you, remain upon you, upon your home, and those whom you pray for today, now and unto the ages of ages. Amen.